This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have a mess on our hands, everybody. But thankfully, we have a president who's willing to clean up that mess. But he can't do it alone. So my question to you is, when are you going to get in the game? And I get it. Kevin, come on. We listen to your program. We're tuned in politically, blah, blah, blah. When are you going to get in the game? That's not the... I'd love to tell you that you're in the game. You're on the start. You're an audience. You're a member. You're a spectator until you get in the game, until you find that cause, until you become that Horton Hears a Who voice that makes something just get to where it can be heard. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, where you can find out more about who we are and what we do. We have an amazing team of people that needs to be 10 times the size with 1,000 times the intensity. But you know what? My tip of the spear team of Navy SEALs that are part of our organization do the best we can, and we've done some great insurgent work. But let me tell you, this president, with everything that he's done, the fact that we find ourselves under fire, embattled, is ridiculous. At the highest level, that's where we are. I mean, every issue that Donald Trump, there was a thing, I didn't read it yet, but it said something like, 289 thing promises kept by Donald Trump. And I haven't looked at it. And I was thinking about when we were doing research this morning, I was thinking, you know, we should really look at all the, I was thinking, man, we could do a month of shows on things that Donald Trump has done to help this country. But here's what I'll tell you. I'm not going to focus on what he's done great. What I want to focus on is what the left has done that's bad. And let's do that. Let's look at this Mueller investigation. Let's expose it for what it is. I mean, I saw a story, get this, Hillary Clinton leaving the door open for 2020. What? You must mean her prison door? It's ridiculous to believe that we've got Roger Stone and Manafort, you know, under fire. Manafort in prison, right? And I don't know who else. And Michael Flynn. And we've got Hillary Clinton, Jim Comey, Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok. These guys are walking around free. Probably got GoFundMes that are raising thousands of dollars. Their lives haven't changed materially. There are people in D.C. high-fiving these clowns. And they got an FBI raid of Roger Stone that took, what, 17 vehicles and 29 agents. You'd think they would finding El Chapo after he tunneled out of the Mexican jail. Roger freaking Stone. He's going nowhere. Donald Trump can't do this alone. And it's up to us. Look, rallying at the every level there is, and taking and understanding the problems. You know what the problems are? These voter rolls that are loaded with dead people. They're loaded with people who are no longer eligible to vote. They're loaded with illegals. And we should be getting those voter rolls clean. We should be demanding voter ID, valid voter ID. These are the things you got to be working on over the next 2 years to make things happen. But these leftists are... I don't think they're winning as much as they like to think they are, but here's what I'll tell you. It's scary to get up and see, you know, Donald Trump still polling here, and I don't believe the polls, but what I believe is in the manipulation of these polls, they're keeping the cap on Trump. When do we start it by, as I said, stop the whisper campaigns and start letting people know who you support? I wore a hat the other day. There was a MAGA hat. I call it MAGA. I'm still going to call it MAGA. But anyway, I wore one of those hats the other day, 2 days in a row, and nobody said a word to me. Now I'm in Arizona, so I don't know. You know, maybe everybody's afraid because, you know, we have open carry here. We have constitutional carry here in Phoenix. So you can, in Arizona, so you can carry openly. There isn't, you know, I don't know if you got to get a conceal here. Let me back off of that. But I know you'll see people with firearms. So I don't know whether people are afraid, but I wear my hat. I haven't been shot. You know, nobody's done anything to me. Nobody's accosted me. I can't stand that. You know, or walked up to me in a store and thrown a soda on me. Because if they had, I guarantee you, we would have, there'd be a lot to talk about the following day or once I got out of jail from beating the crap out of the person. We got to get our acts together, folks, and we got to join in on this thing. And I'm talking about in a meaningful way. Leftists are, think about these, all these different special interest groups and how they rally for every cause. And you think, how does the LGBTQ community get so many letters and get so far ahead? Because they're constantly rallying for something. It could be stupid, but that doesn't matter. What's our squeaky wheel? Let me ask you this. What's your squeaky wheel? You tired of paying too much in taxes? You tired of being demonized as a capitalist, working hard and trying to provide for your family and people demonizing you every day? You tired of that? Maybe you can't get good health care and you're talking, oh, what's all this Obamacare crap they're talking about? I can't get that. Maybe your kid didn't get into the school they wanted and you're trying to figure out what's up with that. I don't know what your issue is. I don't know what hill you're willing to die on, but I promise you, whatever it is, there's a Democrat, there's a leftist, a so-called progressive who's trying to absolutely defeat you and keep you off that hill. Guarantee you that. This immigration thing's got me going right now, this new caravan moving towards the border. And they found this guy. He's near the border with Mexico. They say it's a desolate part. He was taken to the hospital after telling a federal agent he had a growing rash on his leg. This comes from U.S. Border Patrol spokesman Carlos Antunes. Flesh-eating bacteria is what he had. Necrotizing fasciitis. And I will tell you, of everything, I don't fear much in the world, but I really do have this issue with this necrotizing fasciitis, because once it hits your skin for whatever reason, it goes, man. They got to amputate body parts to save your life. And here's the deal. The bacteria usually gets into the body through a minor cut or scrape and can cause a serious infection that can destroy muscle, skin, and other tissue. It is a dreaded... don't Google it, because it's worse than ISIS videos. But this unidentified migrant was coming into the country with necrotizing fasciitis. Now, here's what they say.
Oh, it's not a bad thing. You know,
pushed off to different people. I don't want it. I don't want it in the country. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. We'll be back. Bye.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The party of free. That's what the Democrats are. Everything is free. Woohoo! You can have it all. Except you're not getting any of it. It'll all be out there. You'll be able to see it. You'll be able to, ooh, yeah, you know those machines that you go into and it's got the three little claws on it. And all the little fuzzy animals are there, and your little kid walks up to it, and he's like, Mommy, Mom, can I have a dollar? You know, it used to be like a dime, but now it's like a dollar. Have a dollar, a dollar. And it looks easy, because it's like all these little toys are there, and it runs over, and the little arm goes, whoop, whoop, and it moves over, and then the little claws go down and pick something up. And it's got like the grip pressure of, you know, it's got nothing. It's like cotton candy, and it can't pick anything up. And then you think, okay, it's right on top of it. It's going to grip it. And it grips, and then whoop, it doesn't get it, and the arm swings back around, and you end up empty. Well, that's Democrats. Shoot. The party of free. It looks like you can go get it, and it looks easy until you try to get it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to give me a call. Charlie Kirk tweeted this. How can a party of free health care, free college, free housing, free abortions, I'll add, you know, free birth control, claim that $5.7 billion for a wall and our national security is too much money. Good point. Let me answer that for you. When it comes to giving money for things that matter, Democrats are, they become as tight-fisted as you could imagine. When it comes to giving money for nonsense, things that have no ability for return on investment, things that do nothing except promote socialism, they love it. They love it. Oh my gosh. I have so much to talk about today. I'm reading Outliers, and there's a discussion about how people get ahead in life. And it's really an interesting book. I recommend it if you want to buy it. But one of the things that they talk about is having a family. How important it is to have a family that's directing you on certain things. And the problem is the Democrats' ruining of the family is what's ruining the country. And I in the book they do a very good job of explaining that. Like kids that are from a two-parent family who guide their child do far better than a child that doesn't. And I'll give you an example, because this is what I've done with my kids. They say that when a child grows up with parents who encourage them to find their own voice, they do better. So I'll give you an example. I just said that, but I really want to give you an example now. Okay. So my youngest son, he'll have a question about with his coach, like, should I do this or should I do that? And I tell him, let your coach you. But where we've got experts that are working with you, like, for example, he has a pitching coach that plays in the major leagues. And his coaches that coach him in baseball are high school coach. You know, they're good coaches, but they're not at the level of his specific coach. So his specific coach would tell him, this is how we're training right now in the major leagues, and they have the top stuff. And he goes, but the coach will tell him, do something different, that other coach. When that occurs, I tell him, it's okay for you to say, well, my coach that's a major league coach told me to do it this way. And his high school coach will go, well, we do it this way here. And so my son says, well, we may do it this way here, but I'm going to take the advice of my major league coach. And he tells his high school level coach that, you know, when I say high school level, I'm saying the guy went as far as high school. When the pro coach overrules the high school coach, my son tells him, I'm not doing it that way. My pro coach says do it this way. And you got to understand how he's not defiant. He's just saying, matter of fact. Now, where does he get that permission? I've told him, you can do this. It's okay for you to do that. His mom says, you can do that. So he does that. And what it does is it gives him a level of confidence that I can dispute a grown-up in a good way and explain why I'm doing it. So here's my point. In the book, they say kids that do that, they really learn who they are, they get confidence, and they go on to meander through life the right way. Poor kids are left to meander. So, like, if your kid likes baseball, then you let them play baseball. But they don't have any direction, and they get very limited in their scope, because we're not only doing that in baseball. We do that in his studies. If there's a controversial thing on his homework or whatever, we're involved. Hey, they can't teach you that. They can't say that to you. He goes and relays it. Teacher, I didn't do that assignment. My parents wouldn't let me do that assignment. Whatever. That's the way my kids were raised. I remember my oldest son in the fifth grade came with some assignment, and I said to him, I go, this is completely wrong. This is completely wrong. And explained it. And I said, you go tell your teacher this is the, and he goes, well, Dad, I tried to tell her that. And because he had found it himself. And I verified that he was exactly right. So I said, you tell your teacher, this answer is not wrong. She got it wrong, and we'll deal with it. Well, she was mad at him. So I went up with him to the principal's office, and I had the teacher there. And I said, look, here are my degrees, electrical engineering, computer science, and math. This is a math issue. Your teacher's got it wrong. My son did it right. He's corrected her, and she's mad. And I said, but here's the biggest problem. She can't teach a fifth grader. He's actually brighter than she is. I'm saying this in front of her. I said, and she's upset. that she gets called out. What she should have done is congratulated him and said, hey, you know what? You're right, Ethan. This is the way this works. And let's give Ethan a hand because he showed me an error in my thinking or whatever. But she couldn't do that because of ego. And I said to the principal, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about her level of competence because she's incompetent to teach my son. I don't care whether she wants to teach the other kids. They're stupid enough to go that route. But she's not competent enough to teach my son. And I want competent teachers here. And so the principal says, he looks at her and goes, Mr. Jackson's right. And I just looked at her, and my son just, he just sat there. He wasn't being defiant. But what he noticed was, when he knew something was wrong, he called it out. He got backup from his dad that, indeed, I was right, and his dad helped to resolve it. That's why he's competent. You know, he's gone on to do great things. It's a big issue there. I didn't mean to get too far into this because I actually wanted to get into some other things, but while we're on the subject, you know, we might as well stay here. So Democrats don't want to teach that. They don't want you to have a level of independence and a level of confidence that allows you to address these issues. And here's my bigger issue, my bigger point. When you do that, you're able to confront a leftist. If somebody says something stupid, you go, wait, hold on a minute. No, that's not how things work. Leftism doesn't teach that. Leftism teaches conformity. Don't confront. Don't buck the system. If this is what I teach you, learn it and don't say a word to me. And that is the difference between us and them. And if you're not teaching your kids that they can stand up and that they can say something, that's the problem. Anyway, I went a little bit of a field, but I think the lesson was worth it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Thursday when once again the topic turned to immigration.
You put a foot into the United States. Congratulations. Go get Perry Mason to represent you. You end up with a court case. And then they release you, and you come back 4 or 5 years later, but nobody comes back.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says encryption by tech companies is making it difficult for law enforcement to do their job. The FBI director was speaking at a House Appropriations hearing. He says terrorism and drug trafficking remain major threats.
And increasingly, these threats and others are cyber-based. And the more we shift to the Internet as the conduit and the repository for everything that we use and share and manage, the more we need the best tools and the most creative ways to combat this cross-cutting and growing dimension of the threat.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details, U.S. only.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Be still my heart. Be still my heart. A man wrote this article. His name is Dove Fisher. And it's titled, Yes, I Am a White Male. Deal with it. And it was in the American Spectator. And I got to tell you, he had me at hello. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. What an article. Dove, I think we met at an event in D.C. I got to contact this. This was an amazing article on so many levels. And let me just tell you, this is snark par excellence. I mean, I read this thinking, this is something I would have written if I was a white dude. Here's what he wrote. Just as I happened to miss the entire NFL season again this year, I recently missed the Stacey Abrams show that followed President Trump's marvelous State of the Union speech 2 weeks ago. I was going to watch her cry and about how she really had won the Georgia gubernatorial election in November because, after all, she had Obama and Oprah campaigning for her, so she could not possibly have lost. My TV was already tuned to the station, but first I had to sharpen some pencils. Then there were those two soda cans that were empty, so had to be put into the recyclables garbage. It was getting late at night, so I had to adjust the thermostat. I noticed two or three pieces of lint on the carpet, so I had to pick them up. I don't know where the time went. I love that kind of snark. That's good snark. Interesting, isn't it, that the Democratic Party, with free national television time on all the networks, selected the ungoverner of Georgia. They have a prominent member of the Cherokee Nation who proudly boasts enough Indian blood to provide one-third of an aunt's nutritional needs for 20 minutes. Another senator from the land of Minnesota Nice who abuses her workers, insults and demeans them, throws things at them, consequently has the highest of staff turnovers and even needed to be counseled privately by gentleman Harry Reid. Another, Spartacus, the vegan gladiator of Newark, who published that he would fondle women as he worked his way around the playing field from first base to second base, managing to avoid any shortstop. I'm sure you caught the reference to Spartacus on that one. Then he goes on, he's talking about Kamala Harris here, and he says another, who at age 30-ish, pranced about publicly up and down the Golden State with a married power broker in his 60s, girlfriend and boyfriend, all while the sugar daddy's wife, Blanche Brown, was telling the news media, listen, she may have him at the moment, but come inauguration day, and he's up there on the platform being sworn in, I'll be the bee holding the Bible. Now, this tells you a lot about the culture of the people who would elect Kamala Harris or any of the members of the Congressional Black Circus. He says, so many wonderful choices, and they choose the un-guy. For the record, Stacey Abrams also is co-founder of Nourish, Inc. Un-guy Stace was chosen because she is black, not white. She is female, not male. In other words, in the world of Democrat intersectionality, she was born with 2 points. And all she needs is someday to convert to Islam, find Navajo, Iroquois, or Asian blood, and to express doubts about her gender identity. And she will be moved from Pelosi's Speaker's Bureau to head their list of future Supreme Court nominees. I love this guy. Wow. Dove Fisher is who I'm reading. I'm reading this guy's stuff. This is great. Here's the thing, he writes. In our new racially divided intersectionalist society that Obama created, I now feel more than ever very, very white and very, very male. Crazy Maisie Hirono wants men to shut up. The Me Too crowd wants all women's voices to be believed unquestionably, except when such trust might take down Michael Avenatti or hand the Virginia governorship to a Republican. Well, my response to Linda Sarsour and Tamika Mallory and the whole bunch of Women's March Jew-hating, Christian-hating, European-hating, man-hating bigots is this. I'm a white male. Deal with it. Now see, I love this piece because here's a guy that says, I'm sick of running from who I am. If you were born in this day and time, you are entitled. You got something that you didn't have to get. You didn't necessarily deserve it. Your mother had a choice, and she chose you. So there is nobody born, according to the rules of the left. This is not us. So what? You're born into poverty. You got born. You got born. Your mom had a choice. She could have aborted you, and she didn't. So, and this is what one of my callers reminded me of. So good for you, caller. I don't remember who you are, but I'm happy you gave me that call. I agreed with you. He says, here's what my white privilege entails me to enjoy. And eat your hearts out. I get up every morning and I go to work. I work very hard. If I do my work well, the fruits of my labors result in great personal satisfaction, touch others' lives, and provide me and those I love with a respectable living. If I fail, I am left without anything because as part of my white male privilege, I was socialized never, not under any circumstances, to accept food stamps, welfare, or any government assistance if I could otherwise work for income. In our white male privilege universe, the women with whom we associate signal that a man on government assistance is not worthy of being a marriage partner. For white male privilege to generate female interest, we need not be millionaires, though that never hurts. But we definitely at least must be hardworking. And we get extra points if we project resourcefulness. Privilege. Number two. When my former wife and I ran into a financially challenging time early in our marriage, that was many, many moons ago, it emerged that one of the two of us would have to set aside our personal career aspirations and dreams, maybe for the next few years, maybe for the rest of a lifetime. And feminism or no feminism, egalitarianism or no egalitarianism, it emerged that the marital partner with white male privilege is the one who has to give up everything to bring in more money because egalitarianism and feminism notwithstanding, it's a man's job. So I left the rabbinate and went to law school. Privilege. Years later, no one gave my kids an extra wink-wink when they applied for college admission. The University of California has no seat set aside for the children of white privilege. Neither do the Ivy League schools. Yes, they do set aside some legacy spots for the children of the George Bushes and the Kennedys to get in. But those seats come with expectations that major donations will follow. For regular white male privileged stiffs like me, though, my kids need to score in the upper stratospheres of the admission exams, or they will need to readjust their dreams. While others get admitted ahead of them with lower entrance exams, profoundly meager extracurricular records, and weaker math and verbal skills. So not only does his white privilege not apply to him, it doesn't apply to his kids who want to get into these same schools that other kids who no longer have any privilege, who've been told that they're underprivileged. By the way, they're not because they were born, but they now get the privilege that he supposedly has. That's evening out the playing field. I like that this guy just went at this thing. I really do. I think that if more people took this tack, we'd find ourselves, in a much more civilized society. Anyway, let me go on. So he says, and with my white male privilege, I have to watch and hear my essence insulted every day by one of the two major political parties in this country. I'm a really fair and enormously accepting guy. I would never judge someone by race, religion, ethnicity, gender preference. Yet, the privileged white male never knows when some sociopath may be lurking at the next Clintonian basketful to point a finger and say, you voted for Trump? You're a racist. Or, you speak perfect English. You're an ethno-nationalist. You quote great works of European literature? You're a first worlder. You believe in the Bible? You're a homophobic and not suited to be judge in an American court. You speak of how your grandparents entered this country legally through the port of entry at Ellis Island? You're xenophobic. You tell people there's an opportunity in America? You're a deplorable. Here's number five. Reason is with white male privilege, I end up regularly sharing some of my money with others. I cannot get away with merely virtue signaling by kneeling at the national anthem and buying Nike sneakers or Gillette female razors and then wallowing in cash that I do not share. Unlike the NBA and NFL gazillionaires who get paid millions because they can throw a ball or dribble in public or knock somebody down or who devote their Benjamins to their own narcissistic self-indulgences, it has been socialized in the white males of privilege like me that we give generously to those who need, not leaving it to the government to spread crumbs for the needy with other people's money. No, white males are not perfect. Flaws are a defining aspect of the human experience. I have my own issues with the cheapskates and the penny pinchers of NATO who would not pay their fair share of their expense but expect America to pay out in treasure and blood. As a Jew, I also am well aware of some past matters that occurred in Europe, but I look at my East European heritage with deep pride. That European heritage, whether East or West European, is a source of great ideas, world-changing values that produce governments dedicated to freedom from tyranny, Protestant work ethic, daring to explore new worlds and to take the risk to achieve great things, all of which has brought more prosperity, more comfort, better life, more learning, wisdom than could ever been imagined. The wealthiest people of yore cannot have imagined air conditioning in the summer, automobiles, air travel, vacations for business. The white males of the West dared advance great theories and breakthroughs in science and medicine and blah, blah, blah. No, the Caucasian male experience has not been exclusively proud. He talks about other people being killed and things like this, but he says, you know what? Enough is enough. And I happen to agree with it. Stand up
this
for yourself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'd like to do something a little different for this particular segment. I just want to play a few things, the clips in the last 2 weeks, that showcase some of the stupidity of the Democrats and just some of the crazy things that these people say. And hopefully you'll get an idea about just how nutty these folks are. So let's begin with MSNBC on Cohen. And these are going to go just one by one by one, different topics, but you'll get an idea. And I'm going to spend this segment, and maybe I'll jump in a little bit here and there, but I want to spend this segment on showing you just a recap of the last week or so, maybe a little bit more, of what's been discussed in the news about you and me, we conservatives, by directing their vitriol at Donald Trump. So here we go.
A source tells NBC News that Cohen plans to describe his former boss, Donald J. Trump, as a madman and predicts that his testimony will give you chills, Neera, chills.
I mean, I think we sort of say madman every day, so I look forward to the testimony because obviously Michael Cohen has information and details that the public does not have about Donald Trump, and I think it's important for all of us to see that. But
let's
be
gross. How many women has he covered for?
I'm going to go to our congressional correspondent, Manu Raju. Manu, House Intelligence and Foreign Affairs Committees, they're discussing whether to subpoena the president's interpreters, records, and possibly even the former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. What's the latest?
Yeah, I just actually spoke with the House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman, Elliot Engel, who told me no decisions have been made about a subpoena. They're still trying to get their committees in order, but they're trying to figure out the best way to get information about those Trump-Putin meetings. He wants to have hearings about the Trump-Putin relationship, and he's raising serious questions about why those records of those meetings are not available, and the president has apparently gone to lengths to conceal details of that meeting, of those meetings. Now, Wolf, I also had a chance to talk to some Senate Republicans about the president's unusual efforts to hide information about his interactions with Vladimir Putin, including Senator Mitt Romney, who is now a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who raised some serious concerns about the president's efforts to apparently conceal those details.
I think it is inappropriate for the president of our country to communicate with the president of another global power without having people there who are keeping careful records to make sure that what is said by both parties is followed up on. That's an enormous mistake and should not be repeated.
President Trump stood beside President Putin in Helsinki, feet away from him, like we are, and literally renounced the consensus opinion of the entire security intelligence community of the United States and of other countries, and took Putin aside on the subject.
Yes, I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
I think it's because the Russians clearly, he has some special relationship with them and is not made public. And I think he's fearful that President Putin probably has information on them. Now, look, I know from our trips to Russia, everything you do and say is being listened to and is being followed. While Donald Trump was pursuing the Miss Universe contest and Trump Towers in Moscow and visiting, I have no doubt that whatever activities he was engaged in, I don't know what they all were, but I do know from intelligence community personnel that I've talked to that there is huge credibility within the intel community to the so-called Steele dossier and to many of that.
The Democrats support border security. They don't support $5 billion.
Could you identify, Wolf, for me, some of the kinds of border security you're saying the Democrats
are supporting? The Democrats all say they support border security.
But like what?
They voted against Kate's law.
They voted against ending sanctuary cities. They voted against supporting MS-13 gang members. They voted against supporting violent criminals. They voted time and time again against a physical border wall to stop illegal entry. I mean, where is the evidence that you keep asserting they're for border security? They haven't been. They oppose closing loopholes for asylum that flood our system with meritless claims.
I want to move on to another sensitive issue.
They oppose ending catch and release.
No, I had a choice. Do we have no food for you because we have a shutdown? Or do we give you some little quick salads that the First Lady will make along with the Second Lady? They'll make some salads. And I said, you guys aren't into salads. Or do I go out, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, do I go out and send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs? So we actually do.
That's appalling. It seems to me like the president will not be happy until there is not one single female Republican voter in the country. It's incredibly sexist. It also, I mean, I don't know why I'm stuck on this, but Ivanka is not the second lady. She is actually, I don't think she deserves this position, she is actually a senior advisor to the president. So the idea that he would demean her specifically in that way, he shouldn't talk about the first lady that way. We aren't all here to make salads for men. It's disgusting.
I mean, I'm presuming he was talking about Karen Pence when he said second lady.
Oh,
I don't
God, know. I'm sorry.
No,
she shouldn't be doing it either.
But I mean, Scott, look.
That's crazy.
This is one of those things where
sometimes what people say when they're being funny exposes exactly.
In his sixth State of the City speech, Mayor de Blasio returned to his ideological roots, railing against the concentration of wealth in the hands of the very few and introducing new initiatives. Our political reporter Grace Rao has the story.
Mayor de Blasio says he's fighting for the regular New Yorker who's just trying to make it in this city. And he took aim at the wealthy to drive his message home.
Brothers and sisters, there's plenty of money in the world. There's plenty of money in this city. It's just in the wrong hands. You deserve a city that gives you the share of prosperity that you have earned.
Part of the problem is we think this does not have a parallel on the left. There isn't a strain of racism on the left. I think that this gets brushed under the rug. People sort of tolerate. It's been normalized, like you just said. They don't have anywhere else to go, so they attach to the Republican Party. The Republican Party doesn't have to let them. How do Republicans sort of get back to doing something decent?
Well, I mean, we know for a fact that there was an offer by the Russians to provide dirt on Hillary Clinton, and Trump campaign officials met with that lawyer. And we know for a fact that Paul Manafort provided campaign data to Konstantin Kalimnik, who has ties to Russian military intelligence. So there's that. In terms of the collusion between the Democrats and the Russians.
We also know for a fact that we also know Democrats paid for the Steele dossier.
Right.
And we've seen all kinds of corruption within the FBI. Andrew McCabe took over the FBI after that. He's now been fired because he lied to the FBI's own investigators. So, no, we've seen all kinds of activity here that I want to get to the bottom of, but we can't as long as the Mueller investigation continues to rumble on without a conclusion. So we need the information, we need these investigations concluded so that the American people understand exactly what happened so we can move on and start addressing the serious nations facing this, or serious issues facing this nation.
Just in point of fact, McCabe was fired.
In other words, Jake, I don't want to deal in speculation. I want to deal in facts, and we don't have them.
And here, McCabe was fired. McCabe was fired for not being honest about a leak he had authorized, and the leak was one that was damaging to Hillary Clinton. It wasn't a pro-Clinton leak. He lied
to the FBI. The acting director of the FBI lied to the FBI. That's pretty serious. Other people are going to jail for lying to the FBI. Here's the acting director of the FBI lying to the FBI. That's some real corruption, the FBI. I have serious questions about that.
Because he knows we all support border security and that there's a better way to do it. He talks about drugs coming into the country. 90% of the drugs come in through the ports of entry. So what we are proposing is to build the infrastructure of the ports of entry, strengthen that, the ports of entry. Spend the money, it's hundreds of millions of dollars, but accessible to have the scanning technology to scan cars coming through. For drugs, contraband of any kind, weapons even. Repair the roads to facilitate immigration and trade in those regions. The positive, shall we say, almost technological wall that can be built is what we should be doing. I don't even know if the president wants the wall. I think he just wants a debate on the wall.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. That was just a snippet of the crazy that's gone on. And here's what's funny. The first clip we played about the fawning of this BuzzFeed story and everybody, it's gone. It's over. It's mud on the face of the Democrats. Pelosi says Donald Trump doesn't want a wall. On what planet is this woman from? He ran on it. He's doing everything in order to get the wall. He shut the government down over it. But she says he doesn't want a wall. John Kerry says the Russians have something on Trump. And then he actually says against what is now a discredited Steele dossier,
the departments believe that this thing is legit.
It's not legit. It's completely been debunked. And he's talking about it's legit. Folks, if you don't want to believe there's a little drop of crazy, there's a whole lot of drop of crazy on the left. Too much.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.